You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is a massive settlement by Apple over its iPhone throttling. About 2 years ago, stories started appearing in the press that it appeared like Apple was making the batteries in older iPhones slow down. The conspiracy theory was Apple wants you to upgrade your phone. So if you have an old phone, they'll make it perform badly so that you then get a new phone. With early iterations, the new iPhones, right, the 2 versus the 1, the 3 versus the 2, the 4 versus the 3, were so much better that everybody just upgraded, or lots of people upgraded. But then the iPhones became pretty good, and the new stuff in the 9 wasn't that much better than the 8 or the 7, so you didn't need to upgrade. So the conspiracy theory went, Apple was slowing it down. Obsolescence. Apple responded, that's not true. We do this for your own good. If you have an older phone, the battery will be declining. And so if you have it, the iPhone run at peak performance on a degraded battery, the whole thing could shut down. They were doing this for user safety and user performance. And there's certainly an argument there. In any case, this has been to court, it's gone back and forth, and there is now a preliminary settlement of $500 million. So if you had an iPhone 6, 6S, you might be able to get a check for $25 from Apple for this degradation. This isn't the final settlement, but it looks like we're almost there. What do I think about this 2 years later? You know, I think what Apple says, probably partly true. And I think if you could have gone into the meetings where they decided to degrade performance on phones with older batteries, they surely talked about protecting users. They should have told users, and the decision not to tell them is ultimately why they're paying this big settlement. But you've got to also think that making old phones feel obsolete and perform worse so people would upgrade was played into their decision making. I'm pretty confident about that. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Get your checks.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.